New will be back on Monday. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you as we usher in a Friday with amazing weekend weather on tap. Please find some way to get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather we're going to have all weekend with low humidity, no rain, and no oppressive heat. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Mike Haas, find out what's on tap for the Saints as they get ready to head to Atlanta once conditions permit to get ready for their game on Sunday. At the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I know that's still in many people's craw, taking on the hated Dirty Birds. We'll also have a presidential historian join us to talk about how much impact does a president generally have on our individual lives as Americans. We'll continue that conversation with our listeners coming up later this hour. But right now, we have to welcome in the CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, Lacey Osborne. Lacey, how you doing?
I'm great. It's Friday.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You know, this is Chamber of Commerce weather. You know, people say that all the time, right?
It is. We get in trouble when it's not good weather. And it's not fair, but life is not fair, right?
Right. And we don't control Mother Nature. And unfortunately, we did not have Chamber of Commerce weather just a couple of weeks ago when we had a hurricane. And that disrupted a lot of what was going on in terms of business agendas and a big event that you were doing on the North Shore. How much impact, while we didn't see a whole lot of power outages or damages from Hurricane Francine, how much impact did it have in St. Tammany Parish?
We are not hearing from our members that any major impact. It was really scary. It's always scary when there's a storm heading your way. And if you look at the map after it passed through, you know, you have the spaghetti lines and they're kind of wiggly. But right before it hit our area, there was like a jog to the west. And it really went right over Mandeville and Covington. But it was mostly winds and the rain, you know, in some areas, of course, they did have flooding, but not in the homes, the streets and our rivers went up. So we are just counting our blessings and moving forward. We postponed our biggest event of the year. It's a business expo. It's like a trade show and it's where you can come. It's free to get in. And we have about 80 exhibitors. So everything you want to see, learn about businesses in St. Tammany, we do have some out-of-parish businesses. It's all under one roof at the Harbor Center. So we were really blessed that only one of our exhibitors could not come on the new date, which is Thursday, October 17th.
Uh-huh.
So we're looking forward to that.
Explore North Shore will now be Thursday, October 17th, and 79 of the 80 exhibitors that were supposed to be there will be there on that date.
Correct.
That's good news.
Yes. We got used to pivoting during COVID. We rescheduled that event 5 times during COVID, so it's not fun to reschedule, but it's nice when it works out.
Tell us a little bit about more about Explore North Shore and who you would you like to come on October 17th, and to those people who do show up, what will they get out of it?
We are billing this as there's something for everyone, but a big highlight, of course, we have the banks, the hospitals, we have the small businesses. One of the highlights is we call it our Expo Expert Seminar Series. And I could ask you to guess what the topics will be, and you will probably be correct. Do you want to take a guess?
Infrastructure. Is that one of them?
No.
Oh, I guess wrong. Say again.
Little human, sorry to put you on the spot.
No, that's
AI
okay.
Is,
AI,
some of us
yes.
are avoiding it. And some of us are using it regularly, and our staff had a webinar this week and went through, and you know, we have 2 people on our staff that are using it and kind of coaching the rest of us. But the topics are, they're free, and the first session is at 3:30, and then 4:30 and 5:30. So how does artificial intelligence impact my business? The next session is the
Lacey, I'm going to pause you right there. Your phone's gone into that thing where you kind of sound like you're a robot. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our break a little early. We're going to let Cullen and Master Control establish a better connection with you, and then we'll get you back on because we want people to hear what you got to say. If you have questions about economic development on the North Shore and for the president and CEO of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce? Call me right now, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we will get those answered for you right after this and learn more about the expo and talk more about what's going on the North Shore. In a little while, we're also going to pick up our conversation about how much does the President of the United States directly impact your life. Talking with Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, about the upcoming expo on the North Shore to help businesses across St. Tammany Parish thrive. And Lacey, you told us it's been moved to October the 17th after our little hurricane caused a rescheduling of the expo. And you said one of the big topics you expect a lot of local business owners and business leaders to learn about at your expo is artificial intelligence. I hear that all the time. People wondering, what can artificial intelligence do for my business? How can I use it to increase productivity, to increase my profit margins, and to help my employees? So they'll get some of those answers, huh?
Yes, they will. And another answer we hope to provide is how to beat the competition with AI. And I'm a grandmother, so I am slow to, you know, these things. My 16-year-old grandson is my advisor on all things tech. And he did show me how to use AI one evening, but we had a session. And it's once you start, I think you can really gain from it. You can ask it anything. So I am looking forward to learning at those workshops.
Yeah, I think
we encourage everybody to come.
A lot of people who are anti-AI have never tried it in terms of how it can help them personally or professionally. And they, it's just a concept that they maybe don't fully grasp. And I think once many people see that there are practical applications that can help them, then it's kind of, it snowballs from there in a positive direction.
I think so. You know, when we look back on, I remember somebody asking what was a fax machine when I was at a chamber conference back in the day, and it was like, what? So I think that'll turn, AI will soon become that, and there'll be those that use it and it's helpful, and there'll be those that don't feel they need it. So I just want to be, personally, I just want to be informed on what it can do and how it can increase productivity and help our members.
What else will people be learning about at your expo?
Well, they'll be learning from the exhibitors on what they have to offer, everything from, you know, banking services to healthcare. And I don't have the list in front of me, but we do have nearly 80 exhibitors of all business sizes. So they are anxious. As you all, we all know, the North Shore continues to grow in population and business, and small businesses. Some of them spoke to an attorney this week who their main office is in Lafayette, but they've opened a law office in Covington. So we have a lot of that happening, people expanding their businesses into Slidell, Covington, Mandeville. And if you want to know what's going on, if you want to know who's here, Expo is the place to be.
All right, Explore North Shore, October 17th. How do people sign up or get more information?
They can go to sttammanychamber.org, and Amy Tucker is our event director. You can call our office, 892-3216. And she'll be happy to give you any information. We do have a few spaces left. We're going to be at the beautiful Harbor Center in Slidell, which recently had an expansion. It's really beautiful. Just it's very close to the lakefront in Slidell, and it's a beautiful facility and very, very popular and easy to get to.
Changing topics on you now. I know about 5 months ago, so much of the debate and discussion and focus in St. Tammany Parish was about the new coroner, and an effort was begun to try and force a recall election of Dr. Christopher Tape. I was told you wanted to talk a little bit about that today.
Well, yes, it was. Dr. Tape was elected without opposition. So when you have an election without opposition, there's not as much information out in front of the election about the candidates. You know, there's no forums where, you know, they're asked questions and you can compare. the background and the platforms and what their plans are. So that was sort of a missed opportunity. And when he was elected, it was, there are some allegations against him that didn't ever make it to trial. So that is not what our chamber board considered. What they considered was immediately after taking office, he eliminated the SANE program, which is a sexual assault investigation program, and that just created an uproar in healthcare and just among families and citizens and nurses. The hospitals had to be at the ready to take on these cases that would normally go to the coroner's office. So a lot has transpired since then, but the election, so he took office March 25th, I believe. The recall was filed in April, and I don't personally know of any successful recall in the state.
No, they're extremely rare, yes.
Yes, so to make this effort, there's got to be passion and good reason and energy, and a lot of volunteer hours have gone into this. It, like, kind of going back to AI, it's like you want to know what's going on, but it's hard to keep up with everything. And frankly, our voter turnout, I think across the nation, the voter turnout is poor. And having an informed electorate that can go out and vote for the candidate of their choice after they have educated themselves is sometimes overlooked. And so the recall, one of the things we considered was, well, they need 30,000 signatures, but how many voters were there actually in the most recent elections? So I don't know those numbers, but I do know that they still need 14,000 signatures.
And they have less than a month to get them, yeah.
They have 2 weeks now. The deadline is October 14th. So our chamber board did a resolution supporting the recall, and all of our legislative delegation members support the recall. But getting it out there and having the binder at events and getting the signatures, they have a lot of signatures. They have 21,000. And they just did a mailing. They mailed out about, I don't know the exact number, but I think it was about 30,000 postcards that people could sign and mail back in, and they received 5,000 of those postcards. So that, I think, is impressive. And if voters want to see what's going on and see some of the reasons, they do have a Facebook page, Family First St. Tammany. And I went to look at it preparing for this interview, and you just see a personal story or two of reasons why we really, the coroner's office is critical for a lot of reasons, just like any of our elected officials. We need good, strong people. So I'm proud of the efforts that are being made, and we understand the odds to get there. So our chamber PAC, so political action committees, most large chambers have political action committees. And it's a separate organization, but it's tied to the chamber. So our PAC status does not allow endorsement of political candidates. So the chamber PAC is a separate tax status. It's 501c4. Well, they met in last month, about 2 weeks ago, and it was, the sentiment was, it's now or never, let's put the word out on behalf of the PAC. So the chamber had already endorsed it, and now the PAC is endorsing it and just trying, you know, it's we're all overloaded with news and sources of information. So we appreciate this interview and any social media sharing of the effort, and we'll see what happens by October 14th.
All right. And as you noted, it is very, very difficult under Louisiana law to recall an elected official. There was talk about making it easier, but the people who have to make it easier are elected officials and are obviously reluctant to make it easy to kick them out of office. So it is a very high bar, and we'll see if they can get over the next 2 weeks those 14,000 more signatures. They're barely 60% of the way there, 5 months into the six-month process. So there's going to have to be a rapid acceleration if they're going to make that happen.
That's right. That's right. So the Chamber PAC is not... we're not really visible unless it's election time. So last year, of course, we had major election of our parish council, our governor, our parish president, legislators. So the PAC is active during elections because their main role is to endorse business-friendly candidates. And what their goal is this year, since it's a quiet election year, not including,
locally,
of course,
yes,
the presidential, locally, it's a slow year. And so they're having an event next week, and the special guest is going to be our first woman Attorney General, Liz Merle. So we encourage anyone that wants to meet Liz Merle, hear from her, or learn a little bit about the Chamber PAC. You can also go to our chamber website, and you can also call Amy Tucker to find out. But it will be this Tuesday, October 1st, at the beautiful Southern Hotel in downtown Covington from 6 to 8 p.m. So being the only business PAC on the North Shore, we believe, and we're getting more and more feedback. Yes, we need a business PAC. Yes, sign me up. I want to be a part of that. And they want to, you know, some of the business people that have challenges, maybe getting development approved. You know, we have some moratoriums in St. Tammany Parish that are controversial because development is going to happen. Our population is growing.
Well,
and
yeah,
I had
touched on that earlier when I said, you know, infrastructure, because everyone I talk to on the North Shore, one of the first things they ever tell me they're worried about, particularly in St. Tammany Parish and increasingly in Tangipahoa Parish, where I live now, but really in St. Tammany, is the infrastructure. And that's what led to those building moratoriums was, do we have the roads? Do we have the drainage? Do we have all of the other things we need to support the rapid growth that St. Tammany Parish has seen? And I think that is a hotly debated question. Where does the chamber stand on these current moratoriums that limit new building on the North Shore?
Well, we haven't taken a formal position yet. I see it coming. One of the issues, for example, is housing. Across our country, there's a need for 7 million housing units. I just learned that at a conference I went to, and there was a speaker that was a futurist. But that's not a future thing. That's a current thing. So apartments and developments, and there's just, how are these developments popping up with, you know, 200 single-family homes and the traffic that creates, and why do we need another apartment complex? But we do. I mean, the statistics show that we do. So our parish council has formed an economic development committee. Excuse me. And their first project is going to be to look at housing and maybe conduct a housing study. And again, it goes back to being informed. And I am very proud to say that when Highway 190 through Covington was four lanes, the chamber played a role in bringing together the Causeway Commission at the U.S. Senator, the state senator. Excuse me.
That's no problem.
And we were successful in getting it six lanes. And it went to one of the major roads. And then that was before Katrina. And then not long after Katrina, it was six lanes from that road, it's Harrison Avenue, up to Claiborne Hill. That's been bridge over the Bogafalia River,
which is the choke point where it causes those hours and hours delays when anyone wants to go anywhere during high traffic times on the North Shore.
It's true. And you know, if you live here like myself, I know what time to go. I know a couple of the back roads, but that bridge is currently being under construction, so we will get past that choke point, and we want to recognize our legislative delegation, because I-12 is now six or even eight lanes at some of the major entrances and exits, and it has changed a lot of people's life. I mean, my daughter's commute just from her home in Mandeville to our North Shore, it was reduced by like 15 minutes.
And that's both ways. So 50, yeah, that's an extra half hour you have back in your life now because you don't have to fight traffic going and coming. And that makes a big deal, whether it's an extra 15 minutes of sleep, whether it's an extra 15 minutes of breakfast with your family or dinner with your family, 15 minutes on each side of your day can make a big difference.
It really can, especially parents today with soccer games and practice and band and, you know, we're not going to talk about that today, but the families today, I just observe they need every second they can get because their kids are so involved. Right. But it is different over here, and we need to look forward and not back. And there were mistakes and things omitted as these subdivisions and developments rose up so quickly. I mean, our population, I think in 60s, it was like 60,000, and now it's 280,000. So we are the fourth largest parish, so absolutely.
It is a great case study in population growth and managed development, and there are lots of lessons to be learned from the early days and lessons to be learned from now on how officials have taken effective steps to try and manage the growth at this point and allow infrastructure to catch up. But I think a lot of St. Tammany residents and people who work in St. Tammany would argue not quite there yet in terms of getting everything where it needs to be to accommodate the size of the population and the boom that you see not only in the number of people, but the number of businesses as well.
Right. And we, the chamber, are working hard to build relationships with our elected officials, our parish council, because across the country, again, large chambers, the business people can play a key role in advising and just communicating and helping our elected officials. They, too, have a lot on their plate. And so far with our new parish council, we have held one-on-one meetings. We've held small group meetings to talk about infrastructure and development and moratoriums and housing. So we're getting there, and I think it really is a new day in St. Tammany Parish because it's just not, it's going to keep changing. It's not what it was, and it's not what it's going to be 20 years from now. So we're going to keep working with our elected officials to be partners.
Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate you spending some time with us on your Friday. I hope you get to go enjoy this Chamber of Commerce weather we're going to have all weekend and maybe get outside with those grandkids of yours.
That's the plan.
Thank you, Lacey. Have
a
great
weekend. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. Lacey Osborne with our North Shore update here on WWL. All right, back to your calls and texts after this at 504-260-1870. So many people are saying this election is the most important election of our lifetime. And I think we say that every election. But this one really is, people keep telling me. And that if the wrong candidate wins, that it's going to destroy our lives. And I want to know, do you really believe that? Whether it's Trump or Harris, whoever wins, do you think it's going to have a dramatic change on your life, the positive or negative? And if you do, tell me a president in the past that has had a dramatic change in your life. Do you think the president has that power to dramatically change your life? And are you really that scared or that excited about the candidates in this race? We'll continue that conversation after this. Jump on the line right now at 504-260-1870. 1143, glad I can be filling in for Newell Norman on this Friday. Looking forward to an amazing weekend of weather. I'm going to spend as much possible time as I can outside. I'm getting a little tired of people, and I know it's just going to get worse and worse until we get to the election, trying to convince me that life as I know it will come to a screeching halt if the person they want elected for president does not win. And I just don't buy it. I've lived through many presidents now. I've seen elections come and go. I've seen Democrats and Republicans win and lose elections. And never during my lifetime has the person elected to be the president of the United States dramatically improved or ruined my life. So I'm asking, how much impact does who is the president really have on you? One person texts us, says, gee, with your logic, why even vote if the president has nothing to do with your life? That's not what I'm saying. I believe it's very important to vote for the candidate at all levels, from local to regional to state to national, that supports your ideals, your agendas, your philosophies. But what I do not believe is that one person, even the president of the United States, is going to make my life dramatically better or worse. So I'm just asking people, how has a president ever made your life dramatically better or worse? James, thanks for calling and appreciate your patience. You're on the Newell Norman Show on WWL.
Thank you for getting to me. I don't know how to put this, but I want to disagree with you vehemently. But okay. I also want to agree with you. So first, I'm going to try to answer your question.
All right, let's start with how do you disagree with me vehemently?
Presidents have a lot of influence. They may not have a lot of power other than their executive order power.
Land commander-in-chief power. That's huge.
Right. But they also have the bully pulpit and their mouth.
Agreed.
You got a guy that's running for president right now. About 3 weeks ago, he started a lie. They're eating the dogs.
And the cats.
2 days ago, one of our representatives repeated that crap and expounded on it. That affects people's lives because it damn near shut down an entire city.
And people in Springfield, Ohio, that debate, that discussion, that rhetoric has had dramatic impact on their life. So has a huge increase of tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants had a direct impact on their life. And
right.
How did that affect you, James?
Well, I have a neighbor that's a Muslim. When that guy first got elected, he did the Muslim ban. It affected that man's school, his children, and his family, and it affected me because I love my neighbor. So I also have a son that was sent away to war. He didn't come back the way he was sent. He came back a little worse. When I first graduated from college, I had a job in 1981 promised to me as an economist with the Corps of Engineers. The president at the time, Ronald Reagan, froze all federal hiring. That affected my life. Presidents, it historically have affected my life. Thank God for President Lincoln because I would still be property and chattel today.
Well, obviously, James, when you look at the marquee decisions by historic presidents, you can point to some like the Gettysburg Address, like under Lincoln. And of course, the early presidents.
Like FDR.
FDR had it's dramatic like effect on a lot of people's lives. You're right. And presidents
like
on both sides have. And I've acknowledged that President Obama pushing Obamacare dramatically had an effect on my life through allowing people with pre-existing conditions.
Three more of my examples.
Okay, keep going.
All right. FDR, you try to take away somebody's Social Security today and see what would happen. That's not just one vote. That's about five votes. Because now the child is going to have to take care of that grandparent, and the grandchildren are going to be affected. Presidents do have an effect on your life. It may not be direct as we see it, because on the other side, if a man just wants to go to work, have some type of beverage on the way home, and enjoy his family, it doesn't matter whether he lives in Israel or Russia or Canada. If that's all he's worried about, as long as there's a job for him to go to and a home for him to go home to and his family, he doesn't care what political environment he's in. But we as Americans have a duty to steward what was given to us and to make it better for our children. That's why I vehemently disagree with you.
Fair enough, James. And you have pointed to some good examples historically. Clearly, President Roosevelt in 1935 signing the Social Security Act was enormous for our country. I was not alive then. My parents were not alive then, but that and President Lincoln freeing the slaves, those are huge examples. But in my lifetime, I understand. But my argument is, and I'll ask you this before I have to let you go because I want to let some other people talk, but do you think the outcome of this election, of Harris and Trump, regardless of the outcome, do you think your life is going to get dramatically better or dramatically worse based on who wins this election?
I'm going to say no, but I want to qualify it. Not dramatically, but it will change, regardless of which one gets elected.
James, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend. I really appreciate it. Frankie, thank you for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Frankie?
Good to talk to you. I'm a qualified candidate for District 1, just to be, give all full discretion. And no, man, the president doesn't matter, especially not since we instituted term limits, right? Term limits make it to where, the guy's out in another 8 years at most, right? So
yeah,
how much
the president, man or woman, is only there for 4 years or 8 years now. And you're right. We were talking about Roosevelt. Roosevelt clearly could have a lot more impact with four terms as president than can someone with one or two terms. Yeah.
And I'll go back to Lincoln even. It took still three amendments to make this even close, and we still got to get a Voting Rights Act, which arbitrarily draws a line and makes us enemies of each other to this day. To this day, we're still fighting over racial inequality and inequity when it comes to the representative body. Right? We don't have a representative body, period, that adheres to the prescriptions of the Constitution. Our representatives are not apportioned. They aren't. They're proportionally distributed, and this took place in 1929. So this predates all of these current presidents. Look, Louisiana right now, if it was afforded the same racial representation as Montana, which gets one representative, they have two of them. They get one for every 542,703 persons. If Louisiana saw that ratio, or 30 other states that are suffering, instead of the 13 that benefit from it, if we had that ratio applied to our 4.6 million, we're due 8 representatives. We are disenfranchised and made enemies of each other because of our lack of understanding when it comes to how our power to govern through the House of Representatives, the People's House, has been corrupted for a long time. We got to get to.
Thank you, Frankie. I appreciate the call. We're running out of time. I will say this. I do love that many, many people are so passionate about the election and about voting. But I just want to caution them to please, can we ground our debate and discussion in truth and facts and not just try to scare the crap out of each other? And I just don't understand the belief that some people truly seem to have that their life will go to hell if the opponent wins. And I just haven't seen that in my lifetime. I don't think one election of one president is going to make my life horrible, terrible, no good, very bad, awful, or wonderful, amazing, the bestest ever. We have checks and balances, and we have term limits, and we have other things that just, it's not going to be that bad or that good. So maybe we can just bring the rhetoric down a little bit. 11:56, thanks for joining us on WWL. Deborah, thanks for calling. You're on the Newell Norman Show with Dave Cohen. How you doing?
Hello, good morning. I was calling to expound on your question whether or not this presidential election will affect my life personally. And I believe that it will, and the reason why I believe it will is because one of the candidates, in particular, Donald Trump, has said that he is going to cut out Social Security.
He's not said
now,
that. He has not said that, Deborah. That's not true. Neither one of these candidates are going to end Social Security. Social Security is not coming to an end. Definitely not in the next 4 years. I can promise you that.
And you said that he has not said that?
No, Donald Trump supports keeping Social Security. He would lose in a landslide if he said he wanted to end Social Security. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Deborah. Okay. We appreciate it. You know, a lot of people are texting me that they feel like some things a president does can't be undone. Well, you know, since 1989, we have alternated every election between a Republican and a Democrat. George H.W. Bush was a Republican. Bill Clinton was a Democrat. Well, not every election, but every presidency. Clinton did have two terms. George W. Bush came after Clinton. Barack Obama came after Bush. So we went from a Democrat to a Republican to a Democrat. Then Donald Trump from 2017 to 2021. Now Joe Biden from 2021 to 2024. Now we'll see if this trend continues, that when a president does leave office after one or two terms, that they're replaced by someone from the other party. This election's too close to call. And maybe that's why we have such dramatic rhetoric this time around, perhaps, compared to in the past, because it is so close. And we know that our nation is deeply, deeply divided and polarized, and that people are increasingly way to the left or way to the right on the political spectrum. And that leads for more dramatic rhetoric. I'm getting people accusing me of being too far to the right and too far to the left on the text line, which to me reinforces the fact that I'm pretty much in the middle. I am registered no party. I am a lifelong journalist who looks at all sides of issues and tries to figure out what's best. I voted for Democrats and I voted for Republicans in elections. So please don't accuse me of being left-wing or right-wing. I am not on either extreme of the spectrum. We'll continue the conversation. Take a look at the Saints coming up after the news.